This is an out-of-the-box story of hate that I have received over the course of 10 full years. It has happened to me to the extreme twice in my life experience living with HIV/AIDS since September 1999 and interfaced to the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies. This is where we are going to hold. These are not wild accusations that I am about to tell you. No, there are no delusions of my mind in the documentation record of haters being allowed to harass me online and in real life. It happened in Oakland, CA in 2005/2006, leading to hate and chaos uncontrollable interfered into my life circumstances living in Hopway housing opportunities for persons with AIDS. This hate would not stop and I consider the time period extreme to the type of messages I was receiving online. This was before the cyberbullying laws were enacted. The best way to describe these events is they were gaslighting me. It collapsed into an eviction based solely on my attempt to communicate the circumstances of my life to the leadership of the local HIV/AIDS community social services and my individual building manager. At the time, they claimed that my emails were indecipherable and that is what they filed in court papers in their unlawful detainer complaint against me. Even though, the haters would not leave me alone. After my eviction and collapse were said and done, even though I documented everything on the web under the case number. Web search WG06266106. What happened about a year later is come to find out, the building manager in charge of that Hopway project in Oakland would get caught in controversy as being terminated due to embezzlement of a tenant's funds. I thought this was an isolated incident, but it was not. Over the course of the last 10 years or more, I have an overbearing presence of haters and interference communications directed at me from online sources. But let's get directly into the Denver, Colorado conflict. Because this is where my story is going to floor you to the ground in disbelief. But there it is, proved to be documented evidence for the record of who has been hating on me for an 11-month campaign targeted against me. Once again, leading to chaos and calamity that everywhere I turn, no one would incorporate this story of circumstances into involving some way to put an end to this hate and harassment circumstances interfering in my life. And once again, the actual eviction complaint filed against me is for communicating to the office. Not a single complaint was disclosed to me from other tenants. It was the building manager who was in a disturbance of me attempting to get a handle around who the puppeteer of this hate conspiracy campaign against me was. They were all in collusion for the end game was the ejection of my tenancy to a collapse and they were successful. They filed in court on November 30, 2016, what is actually World AIDS Day Eve. The complaint they issued was that I emailed the office breaking my agreement that I would not communicate I agreed non-contact only before what I found out later in October with this abandoned property bicycle left over by one of the harassing sources from May that was now being claimed to be the transferred ownership bestowed upon another tenant in the building from its original owner. This occurred in October. I have had enough of this hate agenda targeting me. I still could not identify the true source creator of these disturbances. It would not be until after I agreed to move out on December 31st and a short-term period stay with a friend for a few months. It was June 6th and July 5th that I named the puppeteer of this hate conspiracy to be second in leadership director control of the Colorado Health Network, Jamie Villalobos. This was made during a Facebook Live video reenactment of events that transpired outside of their office when Mr. Villalobos could not control his seething hate and did something out of normalcy and character to shove a document, a letter of suspension that I did not even know was issued on June 6. It was an unsigned document from June 6 set up events and it was just now on July 5 that this document is being shoved at me while I am kneeling on the ground verifying the return of documents in the outside area of the office while a gentle breeze was blowing. I could not even be at a standing man-to-man face-to-face level before he had to engage me with this hate agenda. This is a factual story. On the professionals networking site of Glassdoor starts to appear employee reviews of Colorado Health Network starting on July 28, 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown of San Bernardino. That is where I write this story today. So, if you perform your own search on Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network, https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/Colorado Health Network Reviews E171867.2.htm. But that is not the end of this story. I am left homeless and without justice for what has occurred. And more to the point, we have a greater hate agenda conspiracy trending region to region to region with other Ryan White social service agencies. The evidence is brewing on Glassdoor to the proof that I am not making these claims up out of the thin blue sky. Check the Glassdoor reviews for Desert AIDS Project in the Palm Springs area. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. This review appears on Google reviews for my current hometown agency of Foothill AIDS Project, no kidding. https://www.google.com/search. There it is. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 North Arrowhead Avenue, Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 Review. 11 months ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. I am told that Mr. Jacobson is a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council in my county's administration of the Ryan White Care Act services and funding. But like I said, this was going to be an out-of-the-box storytelling because external resource links are being used to confirm the truth of what I am saying. But no, we can't allow external links in a story, too damning to be real. Here is what is also real. Region to region to region, the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies have extreme racial bias noteworthy in their Glassdoor reviews. I have a research directory that I have pulled region to region data from Glassdoor into one single location. DIR HIV AIDS Services Organizations Employee Reviews /09/2018/19/26. http://pozmagazine.life/toriestubmission.webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews. This is not the ending imperative problem that is finally found on Glassdoor. What we have is an erosion of social trust in social services, and that cause and effect actually according to a Washington Post article from October of 2017. How the erosion of trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. It is said right there, the nitty-gritty why we must make a corrective adaptive thinking process applied here to not just me but the entire collective community. This is where I am going to knock your socks off of technology empowerment. I have an address of these issues directed to a full detailed report to the FBI, including the now censored from view Glassdoor review for Cascade AIDS Project that was static from 2015 up until after I make this report to the FBI. The employee review has been taken off Glassdoor, but I have the documented evident record of what that review stated and how it applies to this greater conspiracy exposed. We must apply some corrections here for the resolution of these matters to the status number conspiracy exposed terminates ASAP. The URL to the FBI full detailed report is this, has both written copy as well as spoken voice text narrative with links to the social scientific study results after results findings confirming these truths. The erosion of social trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. As this applies very specifically to the Ryan White Care Act and other social services of the United States that fall into this category of hate agenda. https://POZ-MAGAZINE.LIFE-STORIE-SUBMISSIGN20-PERSENT-SIGN20FBI.gov/gmail%SIGN20-FBI%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20FUL%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20FUL%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20LINKS.HTML. I am about to conclude my words submitted to POZ.com/stories, but this story is just barely touched of the surface of documentation evidence and story casting. This link is a very valid URL to link to the individual documentation record. http://POZ-MAGAZINE.LIFE-STORIE-SUBMISSIGN20REPORT%SIGN20FUL%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20REPORT%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH%SIGN20WITH service and a proper functioning case management services provided by Foothill AIDS Project. Please link to this record of the Glassdoor reviews for Cascade AIDS Project that has been censored from view only after I made this report to the FBI and noise of this conspiracy. http://pozmagazine.life-stories-ubmission.cascadeaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net. Thank you. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino, California, 92405. In the family home since I was a child since age 5 as a refugee from the haters collective elites. That don't want the community to know the truth. 909-882-8759 Family Landline. What three adjectives best describe you? Nerdy, honest, integrity. What is your greatest achievement? My greatest achievement was the development of the software that ran the San Bernardino Public Library Systems computer lab that I designed when I was 18. I am now 53. That was in 1985. What is your greatest regret? Asterisk. I regret not finishing my college degree in computer and library sciences. Maybe if I had a degree, the community would listen to me instead of ignoring me. Dash. What keeps you up at night? Fearful that the haters will return and never stop hating on me till my eventual suicide. Perform Google search the suicide prevention of citizen James Martin Driscoll. I have written about this. If you could change one thing about living with HIV, what would it be? Never connect to social services and be as private on social media as humanly possible. What is the best advice you ever received? Asterisk. From my father, stay up on current events. Don't let news events go ignored so that you can't handle a conversation at the water cooler. What person in the HIV community do you most admire? Believe this, my network associate and friend who assisted me with a Facebook Live video, Sammy Lee Franche. http://mim.grubup.net/%23cramobone.good/%23sammy.lee.franche/. What drives you to do what you do? Asterisk. A better vision of interpersonal trust and relations to bring peace into our world. What is your motto? Sexually, I have a motto. But that is not what I will relate. It is the pathway that the mind travels that is so sacred. We are all sharing so free without hatred. If you had to evacuate your house immediately, what is the one thing you would grab on the way out? My computer CPU hardware if possible, but definitely all data including ripping the HDS out of the computer unit. I am a data pack rat. If you could be any animal, what would you be? And why? An eagle. The song, Fly Like an Eagle. Time keeps on slipping, slipping. Slipping into the future. Email address. pozy.com@realuphuman.net. Thank you for submitting your POZ story.